Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Ireland by numbers. The latest data from last year's census returns has been released by the Central Statistics Office, with new information on religion, ethnicity, citizenship, age, and even home working. The population is continuing to grow. For the first time in 171 years, the number of people living in the area covered by the 26 counties has exceeded the 5 million mark. Figures show there were 5,149,139 people in the state on the 3rd of April 2022. That's an increase of 8% compared to the previous census in April 2016. Overall, we're older, less likely to identify as Roman Catholic, and more likely to have been born abroad. Our social affairs and religion correspondent Alva Kennedy will join us shortly with all the details, but first, she's been speaking to Cormac Halpin of the CSO about some of the key findings.
The population is growing, it's increasing, up 8%. It's growing older, the average age is going up from 37 to nearly 39. It's growing more diverse, with a higher proportion of people indicating that they're non-Irish nationals, and also more people are working from home, which I guess isn't surprising after the last few years we've been through. The census counts all people who are present in the state on census night. So the conflict in the Ukraine started in February, just preceding the census in April. So we recorded approximately 19,000 people who indicated that their country of citizenship was Ukraine at the time of the census, and they would count in our numbers. There's been a doubling in the number of people who've indicated that Irish UK citizens, up from 15,000 in 2016 to over 30,000 in this census. And the large proportion of those people were actually born in the UK.
Cormac Halpin of the CSO. Well, as I say, Alva Kennedy is with us. There's a lot of data released as part of this, Alva, and you've been going through some of the numbers for us. Let's start with religion. Fewer people, or fewer proportionately people identified, actually overall fewer people identifying as Roman Catholic, and an increase in the number of people who say they have no religion.
Yeah, and this was the first year, the first census, that the no religion box was first in the choice of boxes. And the no religion category in 2022, it increased from just over 400,000 in 2016 up to 736,000. Yeah, and there was a big fall also in the proportion of the population identifying as Roman Catholic. As you said, a fall of 10% from 79 to 69, which what is interesting, and you kind of have to, we're at the start of this now, trying to delve in a bit deeper, but there was an increase in the Muslim population. In 2016, it stood at 63,443, and that has risen to 81,930. And the second largest religious category, that would be the Church of Ireland category, there's little change there. It's at 2% with 124,749 people in that religion.
Yeah, there are significant regional differences. I was just looking at some of the figures. For example, in the Dunleary Rathdown local authority area, maybe a quarter of people identify as having no religion. In other parts of the country, that number is in single figures. Again, a lot of interesting data to sift through there. What about the age profile now of this increasing Irish population?
Yeah, the highest increase in the population, you know, was seen in the over 70s at 26%, and there was a fall of 4% in the numbers of people aged from 25 to 39. The average age of the population has increased from 37.4 in 2016 to 38.8. So that's continuing a trend in the ageing population from 2011, when it was 36.1. So, you know, a quick check on the website there shows that there are now over 776,000 people over the age of 65. Mm. And what I thought was interesting, you know, in today's figures, or one of the headline figures, it's also talking about carers. And there was a question about carers in the census. And considering that we have an older population, it was interesting to see that the number of unpaid carers increased by 53% to more than 299,000 between 2016 and 2022. Now, some of that is down to the COVID-19 pandemic. But I think it is an interesting one that we have to probably tie together on one level. You know, people aged between 50 and 59, they were the group most likely to provide that care, regular unpaid care. And, you know, they did say that there was a number of changes to the question on unpaid carers, but I just found that interesting in terms of the ageing population.
Yeah, all of this can inform debate and discussion in the years ahead, and policy, obviously, in areas like pensions, for example, caring, religious influence in education and so on, all that. But again, just coming back to some of the data here, are we becoming a more ethnically diverse community?
Yeah, certainly the figures showed that we are certainly that. And actually, one interesting aspect of it was we asked about, you know, the fact that, say, for example, the war in Ukraine had started just a couple of weeks before this census night, and people had to, I suppose, tick whatever box they're from, the country that they're from, and that included 19,000 Ukrainians who were in the country on that night. Mm-hmm. So that was an interesting factor. And there's also interesting data regarding dual citizenship, because that's up 63%. That's up from 2016, 63%. And the highest number in that was the number of people from the UK who got dual citizenship. And so it's 170,597. And you have the largest proportion from the UK. So, you know, I put it to the census people, the CSO people, that, you know, is that down to Brexit? They can't, I suppose, comment on these things. Mm-hmm. But many people would point to that, you know, that dual citizenship needed following the Brexit vote.
Yeah. And home working. Now, I suppose maybe this isn't surprising, but a third of people, is that right, are at least working part of the week from home?
Yeah, you know, on one level, it's not surprising. But on another level, like a rise of 173% people working from home is significant. So that is down to the pandemic. And they indicated they worked from home at least some of the week or part of the week. Four out of five businesses, four out of five were business, media, public service professionals. They availed of home working. And the proportion of workers in the science, research, engineering and technology group who worked from home, that was also high at 78%. So really interesting figures, probably one of the first times we get a real insight into the types of people working from home and what they're doing.
Ireland is changing in lots of different
Absolutely.
Ways. Alva, thanks very much indeed. Our social and religion affairs correspondent Alva Keneally with all of that.